Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
From the corner, Berry. Rick Berry has not missed the free throw against Washington. Now it is Berry. Back to Clifford Ray. Goes to Rick Berry.
Golden State getting that ball moving. Intended for Berry. Berry, look at that pass. Rick Berry, look at that shot, would you?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Berry wants to make a move. There's a Berry. He's got his shot.
Hey, everybody. Rick Berry here. Yeah, we're here on Mic'd Up. We'll tell you all about that. Pretty cool concept that we're happy to be a part of, along with some other things that my cohort in crime, the surf man himself, Cyrus Satchez, is along here with me. And, I think...
BetOnline remains your number one source for all your football and basketball betting needs this season. You'll find the latest odds, matchup information, player news, and game trends. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events like Major League Baseball, MMA, tennis, boxing, hockey, golf. They have it all. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. Bet online, it's where the game starts.
Like everything in life, like I say, too much of anything is not so good. And I think we've reached that point right now when it comes to the Draymond Green, Jordan Poole incident. Let sleeping dogs lie. I mean, the greatest thing about this, Cyrus, as far as I'm concerned, is I thought Draymond did what we mentioned the last time we talked about this. Hopefully, he was going to be contrite and give a sincere apology for what took place. And I think he did that. He did it extremely well. I was very proud of him for what he did. I don't really anticipate that this is going to be a major issue for this team and that they will get over this. I know you had some questions about it that you can bring up to me. I'll give you my thoughts about it, but I'm really proud of Draymond for what he came back, even to apologizing to the Poole family and the parents and whatever, and the embarrassment for it. I mean, I really do think it was a sincere apology, and he realized that he totally screwed up. And I'm just thankful that the punch didn't cause any serious damage or injuries, because then the Warriors would have had to take an even stronger stand than what they may wind up doing. I don't think it's deserving of a suspension. It's stuff that happens all the time in professional sports. It happens in college sports. It happens in high school sports. It just happens. It's part of life. And you have someone who admitted that they were wrong. And, you know, let's move on. I mean, seriously, not beat it to death. I mean, it's not quite as bad as what happened with KD. As you know, I talked about that. I said, this is such bullshit. Talking about what's going to happen with Kevin Durant. He's going here and there and speculation and this thing and everything. What a waste of freaking time. I mean, at least in this situation, something happened. You can discuss what you think the repercussions should have been, but it was something that you can actually discuss, not speculation on what's happening. Like you say, what should the Warriors do? That would be speculation. What the hell do I know what the Warriors should do? The Warriors are going to do whatever they think they have to do, right? Bob Myers, the owners of the team, I mean, they'll come together, they'll talk, they'll decide what they want to do, whatever it is. After they make the decision, we can talk about whether or not we think it was the right decision or not. And it doesn't mean that what we think is right or what they think is wrong or right. I mean, it's whatever they decide to do, that's what it's going to be. And then you can talk about it. But this, the speculation stuff just drives me nuts. So right now, I hope that they don't suspend them. I don't think it's deserving of a suspension, but there has to be something that transpires and something has to take place. I mean, he asked to step away. I think that was good. But the fact that he's had a conversation with Poole and what he came in front of the media and said was, I think, right on.
And you're referring to the Saturday press conference that Draymond Green had? Is that...
Yeah, I think he was very sincere about it and very contrite and said, hey, I was wrong. I mean, I screwed up. This is on me. And you know, and then feeling bad for the Poole family. I mean, it was good. It was, I mean, how much more do you ask? I mean, what is he supposed to do? You know, bend over and, you know, get smacked on the ass with a paddle like you did in, you know, when you're in the fraternity, or get, you know, 20 lashes with a wet noodle, or, you know, I mean, come on. Shit.
Well, I guess where this feels very different for me, because look, you've been there and you've seen these kinds of altercations. You're obviously an insider, but a lot of people, especially I've never seen this many people in the Warriors fan base upset. Like, there is a very strong possibility, Rick, that on Tuesday night, if Draymond is not suspended and they call his name, he's going to be rained with boos. It's just going to be weird. Do you think that matters? I mean,
Draymond has been booed. Draymond has been booed before.
But nobody's an old fan.
Yeah, but no.
You don't think that matters?
Everybody's going to get booed sometimes when something. It's just the nature of human nature. I mean, and especially the real Jordan Poole fans are probably going to boo him because they are unhappy with what he did. But they're being foolish because that's not going to help the situation. If you're a true Warriors diehard fan and you care about this team trying to repeat as champions in 2022 and 2023, keep your big mouth shut if you're at the game and Draymond is there and gets introduced. There is no need to have to boo him. It's not going to do any good whatsoever. It can only be a negative. And so if you care about this team, then you don't boo him.
So let me ask you this, though. What if Draymond, or what if Poole does not accept the apology? Because Draymond, so far, I mean,
Poole is at fault because he's not being a true team player. You have to sometimes suck it up and do things maybe you're not happy with. But he apologized, right? Turn the other cheek. I mean, come on. If you have any religious background at all, you have to forgive and move on. And I don't think Jordan is going to cause an issue and a problem by not accepting the apology. I mean, because it went beyond just apologizing to him. He apologized to his family. I mean, come on. I was really impressed with that, to be honest with you. I mean, seriously. So, let's just put it all behind us. You can't, right? You can never change the past. The past is over. This I try to people who have things happen in their life that are disappointing and sad and whatever, and they allow it to destroy their freaking life because they can't get over it and move on. And who is in control of that? That person.
You. Yeah, you. Yeah.
You. You are in charge of that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Continue on, please.
I think you agree with me. I think anybody would agree that you are in control of your own destiny as to how you react to things that happen in your life. And to allow something of a negative nature or a sad, unfortunate nature to impact you in a very negative way that actually hurts not only you personally, but has a negative impact on the people around you. What the hell do you want to do that for? I mean, come on. So I'm just saying, anybody who's hearing and listening to this, put it behind you. They're going to do that. Don't try to add any fuel to a fire that should hopefully get extinguished quickly. And move on and start defending your title of champions of the NBA and try to do it two times in a row, which is not an easy task in any sport.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just forewarning you, Rick, just because the opinions you're sharing right now, from what I've been going through the last 4 or 5 days covering this thing, you're in the minority, and there's a very strong possibility you might experience some blowback for this. I hope not, but I'm just preparing you because
What I'm saying about this, then they're probably young people have no idea what the hell life is about. Okay. Okay, this is a learning lesson for you young people. If you young people out there, just like the idiots that were booing when they traded Monte Ellis, okay? I mean, you don't know what the hell is going on. This is life. Things like this happen all the time. And all you're doing is you're compounding an issue that was a negative issue, and you're making it worse than what it needs to be. And you're not helping the situation. So if you look at it realistically and intelligently, you let it go. Move on. What do you want to try? They're going to cause more problems than need to be caused because of their attitude that Draymond should be this or whatever. Hey, Draymond was an integral part of their success, just as Jordan Poole was. If they're going to win again, they both have to do it again. So let's help them mend the fence. Let's help them move on to where they need to be in order to defend the championship instead of going ahead and trying to get mad at Draymond. Or, I mean, come on, put it behind you, folks.
So I'm going to play – I'm only playing devil's advocate here. I personally – I've never been this confused about a situation with the Warriors. I honestly don't know what's right or wrong anymore when it comes to this. A lot of fans are saying that Draymond played the part of a bully. What would you say to that? And that's what was so disturbing.
Draymond
about this,
is Draymond.
That,
Draymond sometimes has a problem controlling his emotions. That he's gotten way better on it. It's really bad early in his career. Caused a lot of problems for the team with the technos he got at the wrong particular time or whatever it may be. You know, I mean, even though if the officials had blown the whistle, it might not have happened to get suspended, maybe costing him a championship. I mean, even in that situation, right? He didn't control. There was no reason for him to respond the way he responded with what took place there. If he really had control of his emotions, he would have never responded to what LeBron did, stepping over him and what have you. But that is Draymond, and he has an issue. This is another example of Draymond with the issue that he has, okay? But it doesn't make him a bad person. It just makes him someone who has to work hard at controlling his emotions and doing intelligent, mature things that he sometimes has a tendency not to do.
Right.
And this is one of them. So put it behind. I mean, yeah, you know, Bob, so they said, hey, what was worse? The season hasn't even started, okay? And we're making this into a big issue. They should have made a bigger issue about what the hell he did getting suspended and cost them a chance for a championship in the finals, for God's sake.
Yes.
That's a much bigger deal than this.
Here's the criticism I've been getting a lot, which is that because I've been trying to bring the perspective of this is not as abnormal as a lot of people are making this out to be. Fights happen. Steve Kerr mentioned, in 32 years in the NBA, he's a player, coach, executive. He's seen 20 plus fist fights. There's a, we all saw the Tom Jovanovich punch in the 70s. There's, Shaquille O'Neal punch Kobe Bryant. Michael Jordan punched Steve Kerr. So I was just trying to bring a perspective of, look, this is not something that's abnormal. This is not something that's far from the norm. And the criticism I get for saying that is that this was different in the sense that it just looked awful. The optics made it look like it was physical assault. It was a bigger person just, throwing a haymaker at a smaller person. And I guess like questions of humanity have come into play and morals and whether or not, at what point do we focus on the championship and not work? I guess the lines of ethics here, and I've been torn on this. I'm conflicted. I'm not going to lie. I really see both sides of it. What do you say to those people who feel like what Draymond did was unethical and that, competition should not be regarded?
Okay, so it was. So great. So you criticize him for what he did. Get over it. It's done. Thank God he didn't hurt him. He apologized. What more is he supposed to do? You know the best thing that can happen? Jordan Poole coming out, say, everything is okay. I accept his apology. We need to move on. That would be the best thing that can happen for this and put it to rest.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. If the team's going to move on, I 100% agree with you. You're right. Everything we're talking about is speculation. But, I guess the thing is that it was a demasculating video. Right. So if you're Jordan Poole, I could see him being upset. And reports right now are that Draymond and Poole have not spoken yet. And so we don't really know how Poole's going to react. This stuff makes great content when you bring up what ifs. So what if Poole doesn't?
Draymond did everything he could do. No, Draymond did everything he could do. Sorry to interrupt you. I mean, seriously.
I don't care. No, you're good.
He couldn't have been better with his apology than what it was. I'm saying what needs to happen to put an end to this soap opera is to have Jordan Poole come out. If he wants to do what's best for this team, for their chances to repeat, is to come out and say, I forgive Draymond. It's over. It's done with. Let's move on and let's win another championship. That simple, that concise. He doesn't have to get into anything. Ask questions. That's all I'm going to say on the matter. Everything is fine. Let's move on and play basketball.
Sounds good. Did you watch the game last night, by the way? The preseason game?
What the hell do I want to watch a preseason game for?
I love you, Rick. I love you, sir. Where are you? So you're in St. George?
I mean, seriously. I mean, give me a break. I mean, they didn't even have people play 20-something minutes. They did this. I mean, it's a preseason game. I mean, I'm to be honest with you, I'm shocked that more of the other guys that maybe they're trying to decide who's going to be on the team and do something, that they didn't play more time in it. I mean, LeBron didn't even play for the Lakers. I mean, you know, Clay didn't play for the Warriors, which we know about. I mean, it's a preseason game, for heaven's sakes. I mean, I didn't watch it. What I wanted to watch, when I saw, I watched highlights of some stuff, I wanted to see what Wiseman is doing. Wiseman put up some decent numbers again. I mean, which is good. I mean, but as far as the interest in really wanting to watch the game and analyze it, no.
I was playing in
Jerry Colangelo's Hall of Fame golf tournament down at his Wigwam Resort down in Litchfield Park outside of Phoenix, and had a great time down there with my wife and so many other people. Was there with Rudy Tomjanovich and, you know, Jamal Wilkes and, you know, other Hall of Famers who were there. I mean, Gary Payton was down there, and just a lot of wonderful people. Cheryl Swoops was
there.
She doesn't play golf. I mean, so do. I mean, just a lot of Hall of Famers were around, and it was nice raising some money for the hall. So, you know, seeing a lot of people you don't get to see all the time. So it was nice. And now I'm getting ready to play in trying to see if I can win another World Seniors Championship in pickleball. So down here doing that in St. George, Utah. So where Dr. J used to live. Dr. J used to live in St. George, Utah before I moved back to Atlanta.
I would love, I've heard of your friendship with Dr. J a lot. It would be so cool to get him on the show sometime.
Well, he ought to do it. He had some stuff, and I went on his show. So we'll get, you know, there let's you go. Get it there. Yeah. Get people, get a bunch of more people, get some people, get the viewership up watching stuff. I can get Dr. J on. We'll have a great show if I get him on. There's tons of people I can get on. I mean, come on, you know when I did, you know, I still have the tapes. I have not the tapes, but the recordings and stuff on disc and all of a lot of the stuff that we did when you were my producer at KNBR. I had a local show that had national guests. I mean, come on, I had Willie Mays on for 2 hours, Barry Bonds for 3 hours after his record-setting season when he got the death. Remember, he broke the death threat. Kobe. I mean, some of the people that I have had on, there's tons of people that I can do that for, and, you know, when the timing is right, we'll do it and have some fun with it. I mean, I'm hoping to do something where I could do it. Now I have a TV show where I can be fly fishing or doing something. So anyway,
you know, I saw your old producer. Yeah, exactly. I saw your old producer, RC Davis, last night. He does like halftime broadcasting.
RC, still working, huh?
Yeah, he's still with the Warriors. And then I spoke on the phone the other night with another former producer of yours, Sam Batesh, who is now a really big time individual with CBS Sports. So if you have ideas, reach out to your old producer, right? He's got power now. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Sam was great. I was very lucky. I had a lot of great, you guys were all young guys doing stuff, hard workers, and I had a lot of great producers, a lot of fun when I was doing that stuff with KNBR. And let me ask you this, real quick, amazingly, I mean, well, here's the thing that's amazing is that you guys actually say good things about me, which is kind of nice.
Why wouldn't we? I mean, I love you, man.
Cyrus, it's amazing how many people think I'm some kind of an ogre. I mean, it's astonishing to me with some of these freaking writers. Like my dearest friend of all, who I still want an apology from him, Bill Simmons. I mean, that's just this absurd. The guy called me a dick. I mean, I can't even freaking believe that. I mean, so anyway, I've lived with it. You know, I mean, it hurt my feelings doing stuff, but I knew who I am as a person. So, I mean, I get over it just like I'm telling everybody else. Get over this freaking Jordan Poole, you know, Draymond Green thing. I mean, you know, get over it. I mean, I've had to deal with things that I'm not going to even bring it up, but I've dealt with things in my life that people haven't gotten over with, which is really sad. And it's unfortunate because it actually ruins a lot of relationships.
Oh, I don't know. I understand that, Rick. I get it. And honestly, man, when you first came on to KNBR, this was like, I think, but 2000, I all I'd heard about you that was a negative was that you had opinions. But regardless, I never ever, when I meet someone new, I never let what other people say about that individual dictate how I'm going to feel. I prefer to let myself get to know you and make that decision from there. And you've always been a
constant. Well, that's what everybody should do. That's what everybody should do in life. But that's what says. Yeah, that's what people should do. I mean, and unfortunately, they read other things and they form an opinion about you. They have no idea. Like Bill Simmons has no idea who I am as a person. To write that about me was such an insult to me. I mean, it's so unprofessional for a guy who's supposed to be a professional broadcaster and writer or whatever. I mean, it's really annoying. Hey, by the way, the best news of all, I'm back on Instagram.
What happened?
I don't know. I said, you know what? I'm there. I was traveling yesterday, and I said, well, let me see if I can get on again because somebody sent me something. I did, and sure enough, I got on. So maybe the word got out. I'm on.
Bravo, sir.
I'm back. So that might start throwing some more stuff out there.
I love it. And people can follow you on Instagram, on all social media platforms at Rick24Barry. Congrats. I could feel the frustration through all the digital devices we were communicating through. So I'm happy for you, sir. That's great news.
It was good. I was so disappointed over the weekend though. My son Kenyon, they lost on the last second shot to go to the semifinals in the Paris FIBA 3x3 tournament. No, golly. He's been doing that. Yeah, he's on the world tour playing for the Princeton team and trying to do stuff with USA basketball and hoping to have another chance to get back to the Olympics because that was such a disappointment for him after being on the World Cup gold medal team, the only gold medal the USA hadn't won. And then trying to qualify for the Olympics and 2 days before slips on the court, tweaks his back and had to be replaced and they lost in the quarterfinals and missed out qualifying for the Olympics. So that was kind of a heart-wrenching thing. So he deserves to have something good to happen to him. But anyway, but life is still good. And like I say, I'm so happy for him because he has the ability to move on with stuff. I mean, that kind of stuff can crush somebody. So no, he's trying to do what he can do and move on, accept it and deal with the good and the bad in life in the most positive way you can. I mean, that's just a good recommendation. And this is what needs to happen. And if anybody knows him, I'm hearing, if anybody get word to him, anybody hearing this dude, Jordan, come out and make a statement and end this thing. That's the way to end this thing. Jordan Poole needs to come out and say, I accept his apology. We need to move on and it's over with. And let's focus on getting ready to win another championship.
Yeah.
Short, crazy. To the point.
Let me ask you this. Does this impact the Warriors World Championship odds? Like, does this, obviously this doesn't help, but does it hurt enough where it can make a difference?
Well, it's ridiculous to even think that it would, because you just have to wait to see what happens when they start playing and how they play, right? It's all speculation again. But how do we know how everybody's going to react to it? If you're professionals, you put that stuff behind you.
Right, but so far it's been a distraction. I mean, I there's no doubt that like Kerr and all these, you know, anyone else.
No. I got to interrupt you. No, it's not a distraction. It's only a distraction if you allow it to be a distraction. You're saying it's a distraction as an observer on the sideline. You don't know what kind of a distraction it is for the rest of the players. Hey, if I'm there and that stuff happened, everything, if I was there, and you asked me a question in our correspondence, you know, should Steph step forward more and make more statements? No. If he's doing anything, do it amongst the freaking team. He doesn't make any statements to the media. He already said what he needed to say. And if he's doing anything, he's doing it and talking to Draymond. He's talking to Poole. And if I had his cell number, which I don't, I would call him up. Hey, Steph, you need to get Jordan Poole to just come out and make a statement and everything. Put this bullshit behind them and let's move on, okay? Let's be professionals about this. You're getting paid multi-millions of dollars and you're going to let some incident like this that took a few seconds to destroy your entire upcoming season? That's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, Rick, let me counter that by saying this. Jordan Poole and his agents, his representatives, are negotiating with the Golden State Warriors right now for a contract extension. The deadline is a week from today to nail the extension down, and reports are that it's likely going to happen soon, but this whole incident does nothing but give Jordan leverage. So there is a possibility he might be keeping his mouth shut until that until all the signatures are, you know, the John Hancocks are on those papers, and then maybe he'll apologize. I'm just saying, it wouldn't surprise me.
Hey, and that very well could be that could be his agents or his people, his representatives, trying to use this as a leverage to do it. And that's part of business. It's part of what life is all of about. But I'm just saying, if you want to have this become something that is finished with, and we don't have to keep talking about it anymore, the easiest way for that to happen is Jordan Poole to come out, and I accept his apology. We need to move on.
Yes, sir. this is great content. I'm not going to lie. Oh, I love it.
So yeah, well, I'm looking forward. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this team responds to this now. This you just look at this as another challenge, and that's what life is about. But the thing is this cannot have a negative impact unless the players allow it to have a negative impact. Yeah. I mean, for me as a player, what would the fact that my teammate, you know, punched somebody to do that, what do I care? If Draymond Green was open under the basket, you don't think I'm going to throw him the freaking ball? I'll say, well, hell no, you punched Jordan. I'm not throwing you the ball. I mean, seriously, I mean, what impact should this have on a player's performance on the court? It should have zero. Absolutely zero.
You're right. You're right that it should. But don't you think the court of public opinion has a bit of a psychological weight on you? Like, you don't think it does as an athlete that ever bothered you? Like the outside noise that never
fazed
you?
If that bothered me, I'd be in the freaking loony bin right now with all the stuff said about
me. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, all the stuff I'm talking about with people saying this about me and everything. Hey, you know what? But here's the problem. As I mentioned this before, most people don't have the ability to compartmentalize stuff. Things that happen that are sad or whatever thing, people, they just can't get it out of their mind. It wears on them. It has a major negative impact on them. I feel sorry. You have to learn how to deal with that because it's doing you no good. It's doing your family no good. It's doing your team no good if you're part of a team. It's the worst thing that you can possibly do, and you are the one that has control over that. You have to be a strong enough individual to not allow that to happen because it has way more negative ramifications if you allow that to happen than taking it and saying, hey, it's over with. If it is, hey, if it makes you sad, cry. If you're mad at Draymond, go ahead. Go in the room, get in a closed room so nobody thinks you're going nuts and everything, and curse him to death. Tell him what an SOB he is, whatever it is, you rotten, blah, 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 and get it out of your system and move on.
Sounds That's good. Simple.
All right. Well, I got to go win a pickleball tournament tomorrow. So I'm ready to go. And try me. I can trust you. This incident is not going to impact my performance on the pickleball court.
Let me ask you this, Rick. Can anyone watch your games? Can I watch you play tomorrow?
No, unfortunately, no. Okay. If I was playing PPA professional stuff, the tournaments are on, but they don't, they don't know. I don't think there's doing anything where there's a live feed of us actually playing. Although, when I'm in the Nationals in November in Indian Wells, last year somebody told me they got to see me play because they did do some streaming of stuff when they got to the medal rounds. And somebody said they saw me playing when I won the championship with my friend Paul, my partner. And we won the 65 plus 4.5 U.S. National Championship. And so, yeah, there's a possibility in November that could happen. So if I find out about that, I'll let you know. And then, Perfect. Of course, then it's just a matter of whether or not they're going to have that on. I don't know if they'll put the old farts division on because I'm going to be playing in the older division now on this one. I played down in last year.
Hey, the senior PGA is popular, Rick. I'm just saying. I mean, people watch senior golf, so why not senior pickleball?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's gone to the point where it's that successful. They're trying to get the pickleball. It's growing. It's growing big time.
Hell yeah, it is.
Sport in the United States, so I'm very excited about all the things that are going on. A lot of really cool things happening that I'm involved with. And yeah, life is good. I thank God every day, healthy and what have you. I'm hoping to get back and get to see what the Warriors are doing and see what's happening with there. I'm talking about some things that I'm trying to do with them. And yeah.
What does that mean? Like what?
Well, I'm trying to do some stuff. I still have a lot of stuff in the memorabilia company and things that I have with my partner, sadly died. Great, great guy. He was like another son to me.
I'm sorry.
Michael Dax, yeah.
He was like a son to you. So he was like young? This was a tragedy?
He was in his 50s. He's like another son. And we had things going really well with a lot of the really cool stuff and the balls that we do and the various things in other sports. And so I've got some things that I'm going to be trying to
trying to put with Jeff Neff, who runs stuff for the Warriors, and maybe have some stuff there that the fans might be interested in, and some other ideas to do some stuff. I have. Let me show you. I should pick it up. I'm going to pick it up.
And while you're doing that, I'm sorry for your loss, Rick. That sounds awful.
Yeah, it's always sad to lose anybody that you're close with. But check this out.
All right.
I'm going to see if you can. I'm going to hold it up and see if you can see this, because you're seeing me now. Look at this.
Oh yeah, those are kicks. What kind of kick? What are we talking here? What is that?
These are a custom design that somebody did for me. I mean, look at this thing here. You got to get this. Yeah. That's my Miami thing. It's got the stuff there. This one over here, back when I played with the Nets. All of these. I mean, all the stuff I played with. This is the Oakland Oaks, I think, right there. Then the other shoe. I had the thing with the Ball Hogs. Look at here's the logo for the NBA Top 50, right there.
Who made this for you?
He's got my name. He's got this is some guy. These people that I know up in the Pacific Northwest. This guy's an artist. He's got my name. It's got all my kids' names on it. He got the Warriors things back over here.
Wow!
I mean, it's so freaking cool. And so I'm going to try to see maybe the Warriors would want to do something with these guys, and then the people who are real fans could come in and be able to have something that could be designed, and they could sell the shoes to them, and they have such a unique thing to do that would be all Warriors related, trying to see if the NBA is willing to have them do it. But everybody who's seen them, I wore them down to the Hall of Fame event that Jerry Colangelo had, and everybody that saw it says, "Oh my God, those are so cool!" I mean, there's just so many little details that they did on this thing. I mean, it's got my when I was All-Star things, scoring champion stuff there and there, my point average on stuff. It's really pretty wild.
Are you wearing or is this like going? Are you wearing?
No,
these
I wear them.
Going like on a shell.
Yeah, I wear them. I wore them on my trip here to St. George today, and I wore them down. I wore them down to the Hall of Fame tournament down there in Arizona. So
incredible.
Everybody that's seen them just said, "Wow, these things are cool."
Yeah. Oh, so, I love it.
All kinds of things going on. Anyway, all the best to everybody. Let's get this thing behind us. Go Warriors. We'll do some other fun stuff. I got to try to take some video maybe and throw it up here on Mic'd Up, for me playing in this tournament, and hopefully
Rick, if you don't mind. So two things. First of all, I forgot to ask you one important question about this whole story, which is the leak. Like, how does that play to you? Like if you're the Warriors, are you investigating top to bottom under every rug? Is it overblown caring about the leak? I mean, the violation of trust, because Steve Kerr's brought this up a lot, and so have some of the players. What are your thoughts about the fact that there is a leak, there's a spring in the boat in terms of information?
Well, people are weird. I mean, this is what happens in today's world with cell phones. I mean, people video all this stuff, and so I'm sure they're doing a the guy calling me who just helped did the shoes. So here's the thing is that you're concerned about it but the thing is, from where the angle was, they probably know where somebody had to be when that was taken.
Oh, that wasn't taken from a cell phone. It was it was a phone or camera they set up there to record practices, and it's part of a whole network. That not only the team can go back and review later. I think they use it mostly to review how certain players are performing, whether they're being lazy and taking plays off. But apparently, the NBA also has access to the stream, so the leak could have come from there. And it's just crazy, man. This whole thing is absolutely insane.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Whoever leaked it,
hate it.
There should be repercussions for it.
Yeah, hell yeah!
Because this is something behind closed doors. This is as if somebody came into your home and violated your privacy. That is not something that anybody had the rights to put out into the public domain. And that's one of the things we said earlier in the show. Why I was proud of Draymond. Draymond came out and talked about the embarrassment when that came out and saw what he looked like and saw what an embarrassment it was for Jordan and his family. That was really I was very impressed with that. And so I hope they find out who did it, and whoever did it should pay a price for that.
All right, and then here's the other thing I wanted to ask you before we go. Can you ask a friend or someone to perch your cell phone so we can watch your pickleball match live through Mic'd Up? That would be awesome, in my opinion.
I might be able to do that, but I could also, I don't know if we could do it live. We could try and see if we could do that. And if not, if nothing else, I'll have somebody do some video of it, and then I take that and send it in, and we could upload it.
Or just post it on your Instagram and make it like, because I remember you posted stuff on there where you, I forgot what the play was called, where you kind of like just slammed the ball back, but you did that to an opponent playing doubles, and I loved it, man. That was entertainment for me, so I want
to
see it.
I'll try to do something tomorrow, see if we can get something set up to do that. It'd be fun.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, listen, everybody.
Good luck.
And stay well, everybody. Let's go
kick Warriors ass out there.
See what the heck happens. Huh? Yeah.
So kick ass out there. Take good care. Luck. Have fun.
See everybody. Bye.
Presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.